same way. It's all about his love. He don't give it because of, but he does it in spite of. And even when I'm wrong, and even when I forget to pray, for some reason or another, he tends to favor me anyway. I don't know why, but let me testify.
He favors me.
I don't mean to brag, and I don't want to make you mad. Even when I do wrong, he keeps blessing me right on. I don't halfway serve, and that's why I know I don't deserve. I don't know why he does it. Just ain't fair, but y'all know what?
Sure does feel good.
Can I get a witness in here tonight? Y'all help me say,
I don't know why
he favors me.
But let me testify.
He favors me.
I don't mean to brag.
And I really don't mean to make you mad.
He favors me.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Amen. Let's give the male chorus another hand. How many of you know God is good? Amen. In this Black History Month, I need a little brightness in the mic. It's good for us to reflect upon God's goodness to us and where God has brought us from. And many times in Black history programs, we learn so much information about what transpired before we got here. And some of us are old enough to remember certain things in our lives and how life has changed because of the goodness of the Lord. Some are here now and have moved and progressed from horse and buggy days to jets and man going to the moon. All before it was unheard of. And God has been faithful to us. And the people of God must learn that we praise God through our ups and through our downs. Amen, somebody. What a wonderful, wonderful display of all of those history-making persons we have learned about and are learning about. And then when we look in our own church this morning, was not that beautiful? Was not that beautiful? Amen. We don't always want to have to go elsewhere to be appreciated. We want to be able to appreciate our own. And I thank God for the accomplishments of so many of you in here. Maybe you have not yet been singled out, but I got news for you. God's got your name written down. And what man does not reward you, God will. How many witnesses are in the house? He will do it. He will do it. So we want to make sure that we take the time out and honor the Lord in these days and these times and honor one another especially those who are due that honor. Don't hate, participate, celebrate. Amen. Anybody come from a poor family? Not all of us were born with silver spoons in our mouths. Huh? Not all of us came and experienced wonderful things and went to Ivy League schools. And some of us had to get it the hard way. Some of our parents didn't know their names as they were written big as this wall. Their parents didn't know their own names, but they sent their children to school. And they made them understand how important it was to get a good education. And so we ought to honor them. Think about where you come from. Mother, father may be sleeping in the grave, but it's because of them that you are where you are. I come from a poor family. We didn't have much. This mic is not right. But the Lord been good to me. I come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord good to me. Come from a poor family. We didn't have much, y'all, but the Lord been good to me. Listen, I didn't have much money. A lot of my friends thought that was funny. But I am here today. I stand right here and say that the Lord been good to me. Listen, we were raised in a shack, y'all. Sometime the clothes were thin that we put on our back. Mama and daddy, they done the best they could. They said always, always be good. But out of all, you know the Lord been good to me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been mighty good. Can I get you to wave your hand? If God's been good to you, tell somebody he's been good. Jesus. 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 Oh, my Lord, he's a rock in a weary land. He's my water in all dry places. He's been good. He's been good. I know the Lord been good to me.
Come on, Pastor.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Times get tough. Thank you, Jesus. Things are rough. I say thank you, Jesus. I know he's by my side. No matter what I go through, I thank the good Lord. And I ask, what about you? Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Somebody tell me God is good. Somebody tell me that the Lord is good. Can you wave your hand? Don't be ashamed. He knew you before you ever knew your name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I know the Lord been good to me. When I'm in this place, I don't know whether to just go on preach and stop singing or go on sing and press through. But you know, my heart, my spirit, I need to push through this place I'm in. I need to push through. I need you to, because there are we need to change the atmosphere. We need to change the atmosphere. Why? Because until we can get the atmosphere right, it's difficult for the Spirit of the living God to flow and bring healing and bring deliverance, bring a word that's so needed. You know, it's important to push and pray until God does what he wants to do. And every now and then I feel rushed by the fact that we do have to honor time. We've got to honor time. And I can't do it all. But every now and then I feel there is a unctioning from the Spirit of the living God to press through. To press through. How many of you know it's all right? No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, it's all right now. It's all right now. It may not feel like it is right now. Some of you are facing some situations, and some you've been facing for a mighty long time, but I need you to know your breakthrough is closer than you think. I need you to hear God today. I need you to walk in expectation. I need you to be able to say, it's all right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not when I get paid, not when this door opens up, but it's all right now. It's all right now. Why? All right now.
All right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. All right now.
It's all right.
All right.
It's all right.
All right now.
Tell somebody it's all right. All right. Listen.
Come on, Pastor.
When I started on my journey, I was a lone and lonesome soul. I didn't know who I was or where I wanted to go. There was an emptiness inside me that I could never seem to feel. There was a longing in my heart that the world just couldn't feed. Oh, but it's all right.
All right.
It's all right.
All right now.
Now, people used to tell me that I could do it on my own. time I tried it, I found myself alone. Then I went to my neighbor. I said, neighbor, I need your help. Listen, he said, I'm sorry, my brother, because I'm looking for help myself. Oh, but it's all right. It's all right. I don't care what nobody says. It's all right. Jesus said, listen. Then I heard a knocking on my door. When my heart I opened, I said I knew it was the Lord. Told me that he loved me and he gave me peace within. Forgave me my trespasses and then he cleansed my heart from sin. Oh, now it's all right. It's all right. Yes, it is. I don't know what you're going through, but I need you to know today, if you put your trust in Jesus, everything will be all right. Yes, it is. It's already, already, already all right. Yeah, Lord. All right, all right. All right. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier. 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 Well, I feel all right. Said I feel all right. I feel all right. Said I feel all right. Got my war clothes on. 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 Come on, put your hands together. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier in the army. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you afresh. This wonderful opportunity to be with you and to be in your presence, to be with your people, Lord God. I ask that you would speak to our hearts afresh. Lord, I pray that you give us insight in your word. Give us understanding. And then, Lord God, give us power to practice the principles. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 and 21. St. John chapter 4, verses 20 and 20. I'm sorry, 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. 1 John. John 1, John 2, John 3. 1 John. Amen. Whenever I have to press like this, it is because the enemy does not want what God has for you to be delivered. And I'm travailing. I'm going to get this baby out this day. Amen. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 says, if a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, listen, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him. He who loveth God love his brother also. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated in the presence of God. Some people still trying to find it. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. I want you to get it. I want you to get it. Listen, whenever you talk about anything that God wants you to talk about, the enemy will try to prevent you from getting the understanding. Listen to this, because as John writes this word, it's interesting because there are things that he has shared, not only in the text, but in the context, starting in chapter 2, verses 2, verses the second chapter, verse 5, verse 10, and verse 15, he mentions love. But in chapter 3, he starts off in verse 1 talking about what manner of love is this that the Father had bestowed upon us. And then he goes on in verse 11, in verse 14, in verse 15, verse 16, verse 17, 18, and verse 23. In all of these scriptures, he's talking about love, all before he even gets to the fourth chapter. And yet, the fourth chapter of the 24 verses, 12 of them include the word love or some variation of love. What is John trying to do? He's trying to help the believers who are called by the name of the Lord to understand this operation of love necessary to grow and develop and become what God wants you to become. If you look through the word, if you go back in the Old Testament from the beginning in Exodus 20, when God gives the Ten Commandments, God says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. thyself. Love thy neighbor. But as you progress into the New Testament times where Jesus began to talk, though he uses neighbor, he transitions and starts to say things like one another. And the only way that men will know that you are my disciples is if you have love one to another. He makes clear that he has moved from a universal language, neighbor, meaning anyone, anywhere whom you have the opportunity to come in contact with and to demonstrate the love of God. He says he's a neighbor. You need to love him. But Jesus speaks in a more intimate setting, and he begins to form a group of people who are called the people of the way. And because they are people of the way, he expects them to be different from the other people, to demonstrate his love differently than other folk demonstrate the love. And so he starts talking about, you know, a different way of loving. And then he says, this commandment leave I you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And he speaks about one another, joining them to the Christian band. But when John picks up this issue of love, he mostly speaks about love in the context of family, brothers, brethren, family. So he's now talking about something that is clearly defined and something that is clearly a part of what God himself has designed as his family and members of his family, and they are held to a higher standard. And so when he calls them beloved. When he calls them brethren. He talks family talk to them. Why? Because he wants them to understand when he speaks to them, he's speaking to a group of called out believers. He's not talking to the world at this point. He's not talking to others at this point. He's talking to the family of God. And my brothers and sisters, what is so important that we get and understand is that God is watching us. He's watching our actions. He's watching our words. He's watching what we're watching. He's watching the way that we pretend to be one way with one group, and another way with another group. He's watching how we act in his house, and then how we act in our house, and then how we act in the neighbor's house. He's watching how we walk and work in our jobs and in our relationships, and all of those things. We represent God. And especially when you're dealing with brothers and sisters of the faith. And so we've got to handle the people of God, brothers and sisters, especially with the love of God, so that God can be pleased with our lifestyles. Let's go back through the text again and see what it says. If a man says, I love God, and hateth his brother, whether it's in deed or in word. Listen, the record is he is a liar. Not he is a lie, but rather he is a liar. Because he has told more than one lie. But the fact that it's in the present tense is a liar suggests that he's living a lie. And listen at this. When you look at this part of the verse, it talks about a false confession.